Contracts underwritten by American Family Insurance, Mutual, Standard of Ohio, and Wisconsin Companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Hybu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists, who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Hybu can do it all for you, or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Hybu.com, that's H-I-B-U.com, or call 877-938-HYBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Hybu, made for business.
How did four blue-collar kids become one of the greatest success stories in pop music history? Find out at Jersey Boys. It's Broadway's Tony Award-winning best musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Experience the true story musical phenomenon that takes you behind the scenes and behind the music. Oh,
what a night. Coming to the Fox in the U.S. Bank Broadway series for 2 weeks only, beginning February 19th. Get your tickets at MetroTix.com.
Have you ever been in love?
Because I bet it feels just like this.
Ah, love. It makes the world go round.
You should be kissed and often.
I just love you so much.
And love is on the air on the Big 550.
Well, let me give my big boy a kiss.
Beginning tomorrow, KTRS will celebrate love and Valentine's Day.
I've got some love to give.
Keep listening to find out how to win daily prizes of a $100 gift card to Candice's Restaurant, a $100 gift certificate from Best Transportation, and a pair of tickets to see the premiere of the movie Endless Love.
Sounds like love to me.
Love is on the air.
I love you.
From Candice's Restaurant, Best Transportation, Cupid, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Can you play houses on the air? Turn the volume up.
That's right, I'm Leon Redbone.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the
air. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chip. And we think we'll get lots of
organized crime.
Oh, there's plenty of that.
Oh, can you stand up? We're about to
plenty of that to go around. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 6th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. That's names of two men, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're with Stifel Nicholas, they're financial advisors. And one of the smartest things that you can do, and the sooner the better, by the way, is get some good financial advice from somebody so you can hang on to your money and turn it into more money. Becomes very, very important a little later in life. You don't want to be that person going, man, I should have done something. Do it now. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
Well, let's see. The control board is operated by Eon the Peon, who wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from your 401k, now is a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
A lot of people ask me, what's that Dan Strauss like? He's like nobody else. He's like nobody else you'll ever meet in your life. That's the best way to put it. And he's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy is just back from the patent office. He's trying to get a patent on a new invention of his, a new product. He has decided that he wants to take tissues and infuse them with cheddar. And his product will be called what next?
Cheese.
Cheese necks. Instead of Kleenex?
Cheese necks.
Cheese neck. Huh.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid. And not funny. No. Remember, this bit's supposed to be funny.
No, that hurt his feelings.
No.
Get another cheese routine ready by Monday, okay?
Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
You know what would be an interesting thing to do sometime? Like, over time, like over the course of a year, go to the store and over, like I said, a few months, buy and taste every single kind of cheese there is. Because I don't know about you, I've only tasted like 8 different cheeses ever in my life. There must be 150 cheeses in the supermarket. And some of them might really be good. We don't know. Because you just see a cheese, it looks kind of weird. It's the same Swiss, sliced piece of Swiss, or you buy a packet of cheese. I know I like smoked Gouda. I know that.
Yeah, that's good.
And I like Swiss cheese, and I like American cheese, which is supposed to be the worst for
cheese.
You. That's probably, that's right,
yeah,
Red
that's
Boy.
That's my favorite.
It's probably, I love American cheese. Hey, man, that's what's so good on like White Castle, or if you get a McMuffin or a quarter pounder with cheese. It's American cheese. It melts better. Again, least healthy, best tasting. Pretty much the same with everything. We are brought to you by Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. And there's a lot of emphasis on, because there's so many baby boomers in the world. A lot of retirement shows, a lot of shows what to do with your money. Here's the deal. You're never going to have to worry about what to do with your money if you don't have any money. But that's a worry that you want. You want to have to figure out what to do with your money. Like Steve Martin said, how to become a millionaire. First, get $1 million. Well, it's not that easy. If you want to be wealthy, you have to have a plan. And most of us are not capable of putting that plan together by ourselves. It's like anything else. You don't work on your own teeth. You don't take out your own appendix. Most of us don't, you know, service our own cars. You go to people who do this all the time and know what they're doing. And their goal is the same as yours, and that is to have what you're doing work for you. You know, if you want to take some risk, they'll tell you what they think are the best ways to take a little risk. You want to be real conservative, they'll tell you what they think the best ways to do that are, and on and on and on. And you have to decide at some point in your life, this would be the point where you have $25,000 or more, you're going to call in. You're going to call in some people who know more than you do, but that is something you have to decide. Maybe it'll be today, maybe it'll be tomorrow, maybe next week, but the longer you put it off, you're going to realize that one day you're going to find that you haven't done a very good job of it, and now you're starting to sweat and get scared. Am I going to have enough to take me through whatever? Fill in the blank. Take me through retirement. Take me through an emergency that comes up. Take me through paying for college for my kids. On and on and on. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker. This is what they do. You can find them at markandjason.com. I think everybody by now... Oh, you know what? It's time for the outdoor segment.
All right.
The outdoor segment. Well, that was quick. Good afternoon and welcome to the outdoor segment. I'm your host. My name is Frank, and let's talk a little bit about the outdoors. Well, it's pretty cold outdoors, and I would say if you can possibly avoid it, don't go outdoors. Thanks for joining us. That is the outdoor segment.
Yeah.
Sometimes the best advice you can give is just don't go outside, and it's so cold. Oh, brought to you by Pistols Plus. How proud they must be of the job that I do with the outdoor segment. Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri, right in the heart of Osage Beach, across from Staples. You Illinois folks, I know how big the handgun thing is now with all the concealed carry. Go to Pistols Plus. They will ship the handgun. You're an Illinois resident. They know how to go about this. There's a way they can do it, even as an Illinois resident. They ship it right to a dealer there, and you go pick it up, and boom, that's it. And of course, Missouri folks, handguns, long guns, archery, anybody for that matter, they got it all. And real, real good people behind the counters that know what they're talking about. Pistols Plus in Osage Beach. Everybody knows how I am about commercials. I analyze them. I dissect them. I criticize them. I talk to the TV at home. Drives my wife crazy. I heard a commercial. I just heard the audio, but they were saying it's some strawberries that this company sends you for Valentine's Day, and you go online and they ship you a box of chocolate-covered strawberries, and they said, you go online, and they said, and they had a number, and they said, type in 9,000. That's our secret code. Secret?
What?
What if they just said, type in the code 9,000? There's nothing secret about it. If it's on the radio, it's not secret anymore. That kind of thing drives me crazy. What was I going to... Oh, you know, yesterday when I realized, I was thinking, as I always do, about cars, and I thought of Isuzu, and I didn't even know it. It sort of happened like a thief in the night. Isuzu's been gone from this country for years. You know that?
You're right. It
Isuzu.
Has.
Joe Isuzu.
Joe Isuzu. I love those commercials. Oh, man, I love them. Way to go, Peon. Those are fantastic commercials. You can't find an Isuzu in this country. They're out of the market. And you know who else is out of the market? Suzuki.
Yeah.
Gone.
Holy cow. Isuzu, we had, at one point, we had an Isuzu Rodeo.
I remember that. That probably was the most popular Isuzu. Yeah. It was a Rodeo. I do not understand this pistachio campaign, the money they're spending on television and print ads with all these celebrities and how they eat pistachios. You've seen them, I guess. Why? Oh, I don't see any cashew commercials. I don't see pecan commercials.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't see peanut commercials.
I don't understand
pistachio.
It
and they're spending a bunch of money on celebrities, too, to do the commercials.
Oh, I just saw Stephen Colbert.
Was on the Super Bowl one.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. The one where he splits his head open?
Yeah.
Wow, what an incredible commercial. But I got to tell you something. I like nuts as much as the next guy. I like cashews especially. I don't want to eat pistachios unless you buy a bag of them that are already out there. They're a pain in the butt. It's a lot of work for a little bitty nut. I don't know if they're doing it because is that a big crop in this country? Are there a lot of pistachio farmers? And I don't know. I don't say our sales in a slump and they need to beef them up. I don't get it. In Cedar Rapids, Iowa, a woman has been sentenced to more than 7 years in prison. She went on Craigslist to find somebody to kill her dad.
Oh.
Whoa.
That's not a good thing.
No. 23 years old, Megan Schmidt of Dubuque, Iowa. She posted a Craigslist ad saying she needed somebody to do a, quote, one-time job for $10,000. So, obviously, people responded to wonder what the job was. And she tells one guy, she says, well, I want you to kill my dad, and I think it would be best to either shoot or stab him because he's a big man.
Whoa.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
I guess
as
poison.
Opposed to what?
Poison,
shoot or stab him?
Poison?
Yeah, I guess. So the guy, after he talked to her, turned right around, called the sheriff's department, and then they had an undercover guy respond to the ad, and boom, that's the end of that. How dumb is somebody to go on Craigslist looking for somebody to kill somebody? PETA. We make fun of PETA because they deserve to be made fun of. They have now requested from the legislature in Georgia, this according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution newspaper, they would like a memorial placed at a site in Georgia along the highway where a truck overturned and killed some chickens 2 weeks ago.
Oh, what?
I know. Several chickens were killed, and they want a 10-foot tombstone memorial for 1 month to mark the deaths of these chickens.
Oh, man.
PETA, if you want people to never take you seriously, then keep doing that kind of stuff, and that's what will happen. Now, this next story is obviously a really stupid thing these people did, and it would have been such an easy... Well, I say it was stupid, and then on the other hand, I have to ask, is it really? And is it really offensive? In Concord, California, which is Northern California, there's a private school, and this, as you know, is Black History Month. and they've made some parents angry and some students angry. They wanted to come up with a way to observe Black History Month during the lunchtime celebration last Friday. So they announced their menu of fried chicken, cornbread, and watermelon.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
I think if you just hadn't done the watermelon, maybe. And so they held an assembly yesterday, and they apologized. They sent a letter to the parents apologizing. Now, let's look. on St. Patrick's Day, don't place his serve corned beef and cabbage and beer, and that's Irish stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I'm just stupid.
I think this is a little different.
Well, the watermelon thing, I think, is. What if they had had, and they wanted to give you a sense for what black people, what their primary diet was. Is that horrible? I mean, I guess it is. I don't know.
It's very stereotypical.
I don't understand how that became stereotypical of blacks. Because
I love watermelon. It was a cartoon. It was poverty.
Yeah.
It was saying that they're poor and uneducated, and all they could afford to eat was chicken or something like that. But cornbread, that was a new one. I didn't know cornbread was a stereotype. Yeah. I love all these things. I love cornbread, watermelon, and chicken. And
that's Southern to me.
But that was probably pretty stupid. Now, who was it yesterday? Was it Cleveland that told us that Tom Sizemore, is that his name,
No, I did. I saw that over the...
The Liz Hurley, that he had said that Bill Clinton had a one-year affair with Elizabeth Hurley. He has said it wasn't true, that when he told that story, he was all drugged up, and he was a drug stupor, and it never happened. Too bad, because I really wanted to think it happened, because I was going, Bill Clinton, let me tell you what is a true story. For anybody who doubts, has ever doubted, the whole thing about Clinton... 20 years ago, I had surgery on both my eyes, and the guy who performed the surgery was Dr. Richard Eisner, and he came up here from Arkansas. And when Bill Clinton was governor, they attended a fundraiser at a well-known local Little Rock doctor's home. And so my doctor at the time, Dr. Eisner, and his wife, a very attractive wife, were at this other doctor's home for the fundraiser. And, of course, who's there? Bill Clinton. And it was a costume party. It was a costume party for Halloween, a fundraiser, and everybody was in, you know, costumes. And he was in a wolf costume. And his wife told me herself that he kind of gets her off in the corner, and they're having some hors d'oeuvres and a couple of drinks, and he flat out said, why don't you go upstairs with me? I'd like to take you upstairs to the bedroom. And she said there was no doubt who it was, because that voice, and he was the governor, and that, you know, and she literally reaches up and pulls his mask up just to make sure it's Bill Clinton. And so apparently this was just this guy's behavior. So when the Hurley thing came out, man, I bought it. Now, do you buy the Streisand? Because they say Barbara Streisand used to go to the White House, and he'd knock a couple out with her. Do you believe that?
Oh, I don't know. She was big into Clinton. And
apparently he was into her.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
All right, now, the government has just allocated a whole bunch of money for an anti-smoking campaign directed at young people. Here's why I've always said this is a waste of time and a waste of money. It doesn't do any good. It's like hey, kids, don't drink and drive, and don't blah, blah, blah. They don't listen. The tanning beds we talked about yesterday, it's long, for years now, they've talked about they're dangerous and blah, blah, blah. Here are the latest stats. They interviewed a whole bunch of, they took a poll with a bunch of people, adults, college students, and teens. 43%, almost half of kids in college, regularly use tanning beds. I rest my case. You're never going to stop teenagers from doing certain things. They're just going to do it. They're going to try it. Only 10% of teenagers use tanning beds and only 13% of adults, but college students, 43%. So good luck with that Don't Smoke Cigarettes campaign. Yesterday, we didn't spend a lot of time on it, but we did introduce you, at least by radio, to Tatyana Kozhenvikova. She has the world's strongest vagina. She can lift 31 pounds with her vagina. And they interviewed her, this lady who's got a course and a video on how important it is to work your vagina out and strengthen the muscles and how it'll help you achieve unbelievable orgasms and please your man. I had a chance this morning to speak with the lady who's actually writing the article and does the video. Her name is Kim Anami from China. And here's a little of what she had to say. You have to think of your vagina the same way you think of your biceps. You don't work out your arms just by flexing your muscles. You need weights. The vagina works the same way. You will have orgasms like never before. Your newfound vaginal muscles will enable you to please your man like he's never been pleased before. Wow. And then she went on to say some other stuff. I don't have time.
Wow. She had a deep voice, didn't she?
She really did. Yeah, she, well, that's what happens when you work your vagina out real hard. Your voice gets deeper. And I got to tell you, this I got to hand it to this guy. There's a guy also over in China who has apparently bought a first-class airline ticket. And every day, he has been going to the ticket counter and changing to a different flight for the next day. And apparently, there's no penalty for that. He's going, oh, I'm not going to make this flight. Something's going on. I need to go tomorrow. He's been doing this for about a year. And because it's a first-class ticket, he has been eating and drinking at the VIP lounge for like a year. On one ticket, 300 times, it says, he has changed this ticket.
Did we talk to him, too?
Yeah, very briefly.
Oh.
Here's a little of that. For over 300 days, I have been drinking and eating and living the good life in the VIP lounge. All on one ticket. Their poker bread is delicious. On one ticket that I actually never have even used. I just keep updating the ticket. I encourage everyone everywhere to try this.
That's incredible.
And then he kept talking. Yeah, there he is. I'll tell you, every once in a while, people used to say, wow, why do you know Chinese? It'll never come in handy. Well, look at that.
Yep,
see?
There
it's
you
a good
go.
Thing I speak fluent Chinese. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Janet, thank you for all the stuff you send me. We have a loyal listener named Janet, and she sends me all kinds of stuff. And every once in a while, she sends me something that I either hadn't had before or reminds me. And I had forgotten about it for a while. And this is just, it's a quick joke. It's a great joke. This guy, his dad, is in a, like a retirement home. And there are caregivers there. And they, you know, he's independent, but they come by and they remind you, take your medicine and check on you and stuff. And this guy is visiting his dad, his elderly dad at the retirement home. And when he walks in his dad's room, his dad is smearing black shoe polish all over his penis. He's just coating his penis in black shoe polish. And his son walks over and says, Dad, you're going to have to start putting your hearing aids in. I believe what she said was that this is daylight savings is over. You're supposed to turn your clock back.
All right, let's see how the roads look right now. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic.
All right, Dan. Downtown, let's start there. Eastbound 70 jams up from O'Fallon Park to the Edward Jones Dome, and that's all the regular lanes and the express lanes. Eastbound 40, that's heavy from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, it is a mess. It's stop and go from Compton to McCausland, Clayton Warson out through 141, Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge, and you're going to find a slow stretch from approaching 94 out through Winghaven. On southbound 170, you're slow from Page down through Ladue, or through Highway 40. Southbound 270 is south of Dorset through Ladue. And westbound 44, you've got slow traffic from Shrewsbury through Berry Road. It's going to be a little bit heavy also as you go from Mraz through Balls Avenue. And this traffic report brought to you by Advil Cold and Sinus. Advil Cold and Sinus is the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a powerful nasal decongestant in a single pill. Find it at the pharmacy counter and use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. Join us for the Friday show. We'll go to Sochi. Well, we won't, but we'll talk to Jim Ryan, who's there, and those wonderful accommodations they have. Also, we'll go off to the movies with Tom O'Keefe, as we do on Friday, and Dr. Robert Gates, getting a lot of flack for his new book, Duty. We'll talk about that with him. It's all on the Friday edition.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local. At Granite Busters, they make it easy to say yes.
Right now until March 9th, it's the Granite Busters Why Wouldn't I Sale?
With no-nonsense bottom-line pricing, starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed.
And when you buy 50 or more square feet of granite countertops, you'll get the following three items absolutely free.
A stainless steel undermount sink, valued at $350, free.
A sink crate, valued at $100, free.
Lifetime granite sealer, valued at up to $400, free.
That's $850 worth of extras, absolutely free.
Stop in and check out over 125 different colors and styles, and pick out the perfect slab for your kitchen at the Granite Busters Design Showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Call now to schedule an appointment at 636-322-2344.
That's 636-322-2344. Or visit online at granitebusters.com.
The Why Wouldn't I Sale is going on now
at Granite Busters.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Hi, this is Ken Heisey. We started Heisey Advisory Group with one thing in mind, to serve our clients well. As a fiduciary, I have a legal responsibility to work for your best interests. Call us now at 314-909-1116, and I'd be happy to give you a no-obligation consultation. If you're like most people, you've had some gains recently. Unfortunately, most people aren't aware of the fees that they've been paying on their investments, so a lot of your gains could disappear before you see them. Now is the best time to give us a call and let us help you review your portfolio. Take control of your assets and your profits. Let us help you put a plan together with only one thing in mind, you.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-400-1798. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-400-1798. For your free demo, call 1-800-400-1798. 1-800-400-1798. 1798.
Everybody's woodworking for the weekend at the St. Louis Woodworking Show, coming to the Gateway Center in Collinsville this Friday through Sunday. Whether you're new to woodworking or sleep with a table saw under your pillow, don't miss this show. On Friday and Saturday, see Tommy McDonald from PBS Rough Cut. There'll be seminars on furniture, cabinet making, and more, and exhibitors to help you with upgrades to your tool belt. Don't miss the woodworking show this Friday through Sunday at the Gateway Center in Collinsville. Save $2 and get your tickets online at thewoodworkingshows.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
It's the 11th annual World's Greatest Sports Trivia Championship, Friday, February 7th at Rams Park. It's a fundraiser every year for St. Patrick's Center, and you're invited. If you have what it takes to be with the best and the brightest, this trivia night is for you. Kara Henderson-Snead and Rams GM Les Snead will host an action-packed event, free tickets, great prizes, and a chance to be the best trivia team on the planet. Friday, February 7th at Rams Park. To find out more, sportstriviachampionship.org.
K-Bova Realty, family-owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
At TaxAct.com, your federal taxes are free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. TaxAct.com. You got this.
Try Subway Signature Sriracha Sauce on any of your favorite breakfast sandwiches, like the bacon, egg, and cheese. It's the warmest way to start your day. Subway. Eat fresh.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you go.
You know what that means? Mike Evans time. Courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market, I have a suggestion for an appetizer if you go out there to eat, and that is potato pancakes. And then I have another suggestion. I've never liked bread pudding until I tasted Annie Gunn's bread pudding. I mean, literally never ordered bread pudding. It turned me around on bread pudding, at least on theirs. Closed on Mondays. Any other time, you're welcome. You should make a reservation if you're going to have dinner at Annie Gunn's. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mike Evans. How's it going?
I pulled a muscle in my leg. It's been bugging me all day long.
Well, you're an older man.
Well, yeah, I try to make up for that just being so damn good looking.
Well, but keep trying.
Sometimes that doesn't help. If you got to pull the muscle in your leg.
Yeah, looks won't help.
I think I'll be okay, though.
All right, good.
A little time. Pacquiao's question, are you ready?
Ready.
Anyway.
No.
All right, fine. Who is Miley Cyrus's favorite singer? Reba McEntire.
Oh.
Dolly Parton. Madonna or Cyndi Lauper?
You know, I like country music, but I cannot stand Reba McEntire. I have never liked her. Sorry, I just...
I think she looks... I don't find her very attractive.
She looks like the Joker.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah,
Jack Nicholson is the Joker or something.
Yeah, I agree. Love Nuggets, Charlie's here.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She doesn't look like
And Sean
Joker.
Penn are not only living together, they're telling friends that they're going to marry this summer.
Oh.
Wow, that was fast. Charlize Theron and Sean Penn. Taylor Swift.
No.
Was dumped by One Direction's Harry Styles. Now she's dating another One Direction band member. I thought that was against the rules. You know, come on now. I mean, you know, that's like a brotherhood. Knowing Taylor, though, it probably won't last very long anyway. And they've been seen together a lot in the last few weeks, together a lot. They're a couple, Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx.
What?
Boy. Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx.
That's interesting.
Strange one. More on the Sochi Olympics. Boy, this thing, I mean, I don't, I'm, you know, it's a disaster even if there's not any kind of terrorist attack. The media who got there yesterday, and of course you've been reading the stories, you would think the Russians would go out of the way to make sure that, you know, the media is seen as only the best. But the media say you can't drink the water, you can't bathe in the water has acid in it, most light bulbs in hotel rooms have been stolen at nighttime, there's no lights in the hotel rooms, there's no pillows, you can't flush dirty toilet paper, so you just put it in the trash, gets quite a bouquet after a few hours with a trash can full of people's butt wipe.
Oh.
Toilets don't flush, you can't get on the internet. Electricity doesn't work. There's rats in the streets. Even dogs found wandering around in the hotel rooms. One joking journalist said maybe the dogs are the free breakfast that are advertised.
Whoa.
I think this thing's going to be a disaster.
I got to tell you, I saw one of the athletes this morning on a newscast saying he didn't want his relatives, he had asked them not to come. I'm going to tell you something. Between the stuff you're talking about and Richard Engel talked about, the reporter, and then the terrorist threats and the toothpaste that might explode, man, I
Budweiser's pulled out. Usually they have a big party area. Yeah, they.
Why, because of the terrorist thing?
Yeah, everything.
Wow.
They're saying they're not going to take any of their employees over there or set up anything.
It's a mess. Another New York Post headline like this one with the fourth winter storm about to hit the city in 3 weeks. New York Post headline screams, "Say it ain't snow."
Oh, that's good.
City to there. TV News. Well, I don't know. You didn't like that? I thought it was pretty good.
We said we liked it.
Yeah, it was
okay.
Good.
Anyway.
Too sensitive.
No? TV News, move over Judge Judy. Here comes Judge Patty Menango from Brooklyn, New York. She is supposed to be the meanest judge ever, stepping down from the bench to take on a television show of her own, Judge Patty's show, coming this fall on CBS.
That's what we need.
Another one.
Yeah.
Well, Jay Leno is leaving The Tonight Show. We haven't heard the last time. He has other things that he's working on. You know, the only thing that's constant has changed. I'm going to miss Jay Leno. I like Jay Leno. And his ratings have never been higher.
I think most people like him.
Yeah. Steve Harvey's show is getting killer ratings. And so is this Family Feud show. Do you ever watch that?
I've seen bits of it. Not a whole show.
It just passed Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy in viewership.
Wow.
I mean, it's doing great. Steve Harvey is on a roll. And NBC has canceled Michael J. Fox's show officially. Not really surprised at that.
It was terrible. That thing was so bad.
It was bad. Anyway.
No.
And then finally. Who is Miley Cyrus' favorite singer? Reba McEntire, Dolly Parton, Madonna, or Cyndi Lauper?
I think it's Reba.
Madonna.
I think we're supposed to, that I either threw that Reba in there just to mess us up, or I'm going to say it's Reba.
Favorite singer is also her godmother, Dolly Parton.
Told you.
Oh, wow.
I guess
godmother.
Well, think about it, though, the connection, the country music. Billy Ray, Achy Breaky Heart, country music.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I thought it might be Reba. Dolly makes sense. There you have it. There you have him. There he goes. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Have a couple of minutes. Another... We talked about the school that had was trying to observe Black History Month and had a special menu of cornbread and fried chicken. Probably not a smart thing to do. Here's another thing that went bad and went the wrong way, and they should have known. They really should have known better, and there was an obvious better way to do it. There's a bar and grill in Taylor, Michigan. It's called Beer Belly's Bar and Grill. And you think that's healthy food in there, at Beer Belly?
Oh, it sounds like it.
They had a sign up that said, no colors allowed. They meant gang colors. But a lot of people,
motorcycle gangs.
Yeah, a lot of people saw it, and I don't blame them. It looks like, you know, no coloreds allowed, no colored people. So they've been apologizing. They've been getting phone calls, death threats. The owner said some guy called and said he's going to kill him. And they've tried to say it would have been so easy if you had put up no gang colors allowed.
Yeah.
That would have been the end of it. No gang colors. They just chose, because that was a very common sign when I was a kid in the South. No coloreds. Or it would say whites and then it would say coloreds. So they just saw colors and assumed that no black people were welcome. So they're trying to make that right. Don't go away. We're going to come back and do our official goodbye montage on the Big 550 KTRS.
And here's our final look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we have some unusually heavy traffic on westbound 70 between 94 and Highway K. I was not able to see any kind of an accident, but boy, it's running slow there. Eastbound 270 getting better. You're slow west at Lindbergh through New Florissant. Eastbound 70, you're jammed up in the express lane and the through lanes from Fallon Park through the Edward Jones Dome. Southbound 170, you still have some slow traffic between Olive and Highway 40. Westbound 44, still a bit slow between Elm and Big Bend. And it looks like on eastbound 40 downtown, you're slowing east of Jefferson, right around Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Advil Cold and Sinus. Advil Cold and Sinus is the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a powerful nasal decongestant in a single pill. Find it at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Scott Sherman, host of The Night Shift. People ask me, Scott, what's the philosophy behind the show? Well, I've always wanted a program that was truly independent of the spin that you hear from the left and the right. Because in this crazy world, you can't afford to have opinions bought and paid for by special interests. So, on The Night Shift, what we give you is a tough, honest, understandable approach to the issues of the day, and we make fun of stuff too.
Weeknights at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson, and I play professional football. But like anyone, I've got all kinds of dreams. Ask me about my pro football dreams. Ask me about my college days, my life off the field, my camp. Ask me about my inspirations, choosing football over baseball, my Twitter handle. Ask me about my personal life, my family. Ask me, and I'll tell you all about them.
Get the Ask Russell voice responsive mobile app and chat with Russell Wilson about his dreams.
Want to talk more? Just download the mobile app.
Call star dreams from your mobile phone for a text to download the app.
And I will do it for you.
American Family Insurance. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. Message and data rates may apply.
Station promo.
Out of my way!
The Big 550. Yeah, baby. KTRS.
Oh, listen to this.
Where St. Louis comes to talk. The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year 3 of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey and the Big 550 KTRS. This is where St. Louis comes to talk. The Big 550.
Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
Too desirable to be real. Is that our station? I didn't know that.
Yep.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us. I'm on assignment tomorrow. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
A suspect under arrest in the shooting of two men and the beating of a pregnant woman. What led police to this car and who they have in custody?
Oh, we're still on, yeah.
Neither cold nor snow will stop this weekend's opening events on the new Mississippi River Bridge. The number of people expected for the big events. A St. Louis man's video that's being seen around the world forces a change in a Facebook policy. How the company is now helping him see his late son's Facebook video. First at 6, two men shot and a pregnant woman beaten. The suspect arrested some 60 miles away. Fox News' Jeff Bernthal is live in Piedmont tonight to explain how all of this happened. Jeff?
Well, we're outside the command center here where the police department and the Missouri State Highway Patrol have been interviewing witnesses. We talked with a co-worker of the suspect a few minutes ago, said he just can't believe what has happened here today. Bomarito Automotive Sky Fox was over the normally quiet neighborhood.